This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chuckies are here live in downtown DC, where we're going to have a new toy to play with. Roger's putting together the world's smallest air hockey table.
Yes, I saw him hard at work this morning.
So the green room has added a foosball table.
Yeah.
Which I think Cakes has used briefly. You played Valdez to one.
I played Valdez. We played first one to score wins. And, I mean, I brought shame upon my name and family by scoring an old goal on myself. And it was horrifying. And Valdez, you know, Valdez, he has bragging rights right now. We haven't had a rematch yet.
I'm undefeated.
It was not my finest moment.
Is that a full-size foosball table?
No. That's something you would buy off of, like, Wayfair. It's fine. I mean, it's for a green room at a radio station. Like, I wasn't expecting Ivy to buy, like, a foosball table that costs, like, $3,000.
Okay. Like, fair enough.
Yeah.
The air hockey table is so small. It's the same one that I put together last Christmas for Isabella, who was six.
Yeah, but again, this is, like I said during the break, this is not a Dave and Buster's. This is a place of employment where they're trying to make the green room a little nicer than it was before. And they're sprucing it up. They brought in some fancy chairs and, you know, it looks nicer, but again, this is not the Waldorf Astoria. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we have a limited budget.
I might argue that it looks nicer. It depends on your taste. Those chairs are not my taste.
Yeah, I mean,
that whole room.
It's fine. I mean, it just had an old flop couch in it before that 1,000 people have slept on.
Yeah, right. And probably, who knows what else.
Yeah, probably done terrible things on at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an upgrade. But again, like, you're not going to get a $5,000 air hockey table and a $3,000 foosball table.
No, but maybe you can get a $200 air hockey table.
You know what? You got to save your money wherever you can, JP.
Whatever. Let's see if anybody uses corners. It. Maybe some of the producers will.
Maybe they're doing well if they're spending money on foosball and air hockey. Who knows?
I appreciate the sentiment.
So we have Mike Valenti on the show from time to time. He's a radio host in Detroit. He's got his own show. He works for Odyssey. He apparently went off on Tom Brady, just ranting about him. Here's our pal Mike Valenti.
The biggest problem I had with last night is Tom Brady. That was his swan song. That was one of the worst Super Bowl broadcasts in history. He's a malignant narcissist. He is a collagen-filled, dull robot. Enough. And it is the oldest saying in the book that money does not buy taste. Money does not buy class. Tom, you spent $740,000 on that watch. It looks like you found it in a Happy Meal. Get the hell out of here. He is awful on every level.
So you thought that commercial was actually a real thing when his batteries died?
May as well have been. The only thing they had to do is program the robot that every comment you're going to make about this game somehow has to be about you. You know, I was once down by a lot in a Super Bowl. Tom, just call a game.
I never scored in the first quarter either in a Super Bowl.
I think he was trying to make sure that the viewers didn't leave and like, Tom, it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, he should have made sure Giselle didn't. Now she's with the karate guy because she couldn't stand you. No. His narcissism is exactly why that went the way it did. Such a dull robot. Christ.
Well, no, when his kids turn 18 and they want nothing
to do. No, I mean, look in her direction once in a while and she's not doing karate moves in bed. Tom is terrible. Who the hell can stand the guy? How awkward. What happened to the days we hired analysts that had personalities that you wanted to have a beer with? Who's having a beer with him? He's busy selling you avocado ice cream. That's sociopath behavior.
Was that a Bruce Lee move?
Jesus. I'm making a point. Get rid of the guy. $350 million. He's a waste.
Jackie Chan.
Okay. He's a zero.
No, I got
you. Can't stand it.
I mean,
is that a morning drive show?
I think he's afternoons in
two
Detroit.
To six. I mean, I agree with the overall sentiment that he's kind of like a robot and he's dull.
Yeah.
I think he's boring generally calling the games. But I think when he kind of says, you know, there was a Super Bowl when I was down, you know, 28-7 or whatever, and we didn't score.
That's kind of like.
It was kind of interesting. It kind of brings some perspective. And I think his colleague there was right. He's trying to keep you interested in the games. So you don't tune out.
Well, and I think that's another reason why Fox wanted him and hired him, so he could tell stories about. You know, when he was playing in big games like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously not everyone likes that.
The general sentiment I agree with is he's boring. I don't think he's super talented as a broadcaster by any stretch.
He doesn't add to a broadcast.
No.
He doesn't make it interesting.
He doesn't bring in, I don't think he, does he really bring in casual eyeballs? No. I don't know.
Maybe girls? Maybe chicks?
That's how much money Fox has that they can give the guy $350 million.
Right.
I did notice the one time, He was off. He was always behind on the telestrator.
Okay.
So when they were showing the replays, he would try and, you know, dissect the defense or whatever, and then they would go back to live action. So he would mark the screen, but they're back to live action. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah. That happened two or three times, but, you know, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
He'll get better at that, I'm sure.
I think he's kind of boring. Is he a narcissist because he was wearing his expensive watch? I don't know. He just lives in a different stratosphere.
That's a little bit. It's a bit of a flex. Like, definitely. Hey, I'm wearing a watch that's worth more than most people who are watching this game's houses.
But did he expect that people would be able to ID it?
Of course. That's why these guys wear these watches.
I mean, he lives
so people
in the internet
talk about
age.
Him.
He has to know that people are going to.
I know. He's just in
but
a
But I would have never noticed it. You would have never noticed it.
But people. All people want to do is pinch and zoom pictures and figure out what you're wearing, what's on your wrist.
What is he supposed to wear? I mean. I guess any
an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I mean, what's he gonna wear?
I don't know.
He's in a different stratosphere. We can't even relate to him. Yeah. I think he's boring. But
he does absolutely nothing for me.
He does nothing for me.
I mean, he doesn't move the needle for me one bit.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't do anything for me, but I don't hate him.
I don't hate him either. I mean,
is he a narcissist? Probably.
Look, broadcasters that for NFL games, they're just there for me. It's like it doesn't matter. Put whoever you want in there. It doesn't really matter. Just show me the games. Give me the game's goodness and give me scoring. It's all I care about.
Mm. Yeah, but you need it because when I think it was NBC years and years ago tried the silent broadcast, it was nubs.
You definitely need broadcasters.
You need broadcasters, but it doesn't have to be a guy you're paying $35 million to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Greg Olsen could have been calling the game, and I would have been perfectly fine with it.
Correct.
Would have been great.
But I do have some guys that I like more than others. I tell you personally, I like John Gruden and Jay Gruden. If they were, you know, I don't think Jay does games.
Here's
but if he ever did, I'd be all in.
I'm just
going to
pluck a name of a guy we've had on the show 20 times. Charles Davis.
Yeah,
very good at calling games. If he was calling the game instead of Tom Brady, I wouldn't have said, man, this game isn't. I really wish Tom Brady were calling instead of Charles Davis. It wouldn't have mattered
to me.
He's
more likable.
One iota.
Yeah,
Ross Tucker. A lot of guys.
Ross Tucker.
If Mark Sanchez does a game, you guys all gripe about it.
I've never griped about Mark Sanchez doing a game
but everyone else has an opinion on it when he does a game.
Yeah.
So you can't just say throw anyone in there. And I would say, like, I don't think Brady's great on the broadcast, but pregame and the build-up to it, I mean, the guy can't walk on the field with everyone freaking out, taking a billion pictures. He does bring, like, it's a big game.
He's a superstar. There's no doubt. You can't say he's not a superstar.
I mean, Brady or Greg Olsen can walk up and down the sidelines. No one cares.
Yeah.
He's just not a,
but Olsen
he's not a great broadcaster.
Olsen just seems more likable.
Probably, of course.
I mean, I'm going to watch the game either way. I'm going to watch the game if Brady does it or if Bob Brady does it.
Well, half the game.
That is a good point about Greg Olsen because I saw Greg Olsen at the Ben & Jerry's at Kiowa Island and nobody knew who he was. He was just walking around. Like,
did you say something to him?
No, I just, I mean, I'm not going to bother him. He's just there with his family.
I thought you told a story.
I didn't say anything, but he was just blending in, walking around. Nobody was causing a stir.
Yeah.
But if it were Tom Brady,
he couldn't go anywhere.
There would have been a million people trying to take pictures. So, I mean, he does bring star power, but
he brings star power.
It's not for me.
I mean, I agree with the sentiment that he's boring. I think he's boring. Is he trying to make the entire game about him?
That's his personality.
I don't really think so.
Yeah.
I think he's just given his experience. He's been in like 10 Super Bowls. He can kind of relate to all the different scenarios that are out there.
But that's why Fox hired him, to tell those stories.
Yeah.
Right. That's why he's getting the big money.
Yeah. I just think he's not
very Valenti,
good.
I kind of tuned him out. Did Valenti say who he liked better?
No.
In that rant?
Yes. He said, bring back Greg Olsen.
Oh, he did say Olsen.
He did mention Greg Olsen.
All right. I like Olsen. I do like him.
I know he took shots at the Giselle thing.
Yeah.
My counter would be, at least he was with Giselle for years.
I banged Giselle. I'm
guessing he's bouncing back.
I'm onto a new ceiling.
I don't think he's too worried at this point.
Does Tom Brady, when he gets these dumb paychecks from Fox, does he look at the statements? And I know they're online. I know it's not paper statements. Yeah. But does he look at them and say, well, this is more money than I was making playing quarterback in the league? I mean, this is absurd dumb money.
Working once a week.
Yeah. He's got to look at that and be like,
I'm guessing he doesn't look at him at all, Cakes.
Really? It just doesn't even faze him?
He's not like you.
He's not obsessed. He has enough money. He doesn't worry about
it. I'd be looking at him.
I'd be
drilling down on him.
It's not the top of his priority.
Maybe not every 2 weeks, but I'd take a peek every once in a while.
He's probably not like Jason, who's probably already been on his online banking today.
I haven't. I will, though.
Cakes has probably already checked his 401k today.
Not my 401k. I checked my IRAs.
Oh, my God.
It's different. Hmm. Yeah, you got to keep track of these things, JP. You got to keep your head on a swivel. You got to be nimble.
Yeah, that's why I got a guy.
Yeah. I got a guy, too.
Well, all have guys.
Yeah, so Drab, what kind of watch do you think Tom should have worn? Like a
Swatch?
A regular Rolex or something?
No, but I just know that the watch thing is a whole different community of psychopaths.
Right.
And it's all about the networking of it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
dude, it looked like...
They're conversation starters for, like, billionaires.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just a different club. It's just a different club.
They all obsess on, like, it's like the next level of cars or, you know.
Yeah, for sure. They're like bragging pieces.
It looked like he had a Fabergé egg on his wrist.
It was popping, I'll say that. When he
was doing the pregame thing and the first thing I noticed was that gaudy watch.
Yeah.
Brady didn't just wake up that day and open his sock drawer and go, I'll take that one.
Right.
You know, like, this is...
It was thought out.
Curated.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
He probably got it for free, too. Let's be honest. You think he plunked down $600K on that thing?
Might have.
Somebody's probably paying him to wear it.
He might have. Well, maybe.
Pocket change to him.
Yeah. It's nothing.
I got a deal.
They use him as investments.
Right.
Yes.
Probably. I don't know. I watch all the watch guys on the reels, and they flip the watches, and I see Kevin O'Leary bragging about his watches. I don't know.
Like, you can't be caught dead with the same watch as another celebrity. Like, that's
That's the ultimate sin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Leary talks about it. Like, when they go to the watch party or whatever it is.
Well, he wears two watches sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it's just a whole flex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand
Wonderful.
That.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Not a big watch guy. Never
I like
have
a
been.
Nice $200 watch. That's what I like.
I think I'm done with watches.
I haven't had a watch in years.
Yeah. I had one when I would, you know, go for runs.
Yeah.
Wasn't even an Apple Watch.
I mean, I've got a Fitbit, but it gives me a rash, so I don't wear it all the time. It's annoying.
You have some sort of bizarre allergic reaction to the rubber?
Yeah, like my wristband. I need a different wristband or watch band.
Very delicate ecosystem over there.
You know this temple. it gets thrown off by the slightest thing.
You hurt your thumb bowling. Can't wear a Fitbit.
Again, the thumb injury. Ask Valdez. He had a thumb injury, and it's legit.
Yeah.
My
legit tilted him.
My finger tingling went away.
Oh, it did go away. Good.
Hey, did you know? Did you know in the Gen Z community? Speaking of watches,
all right, which ones are Gen Zs or Zers again?
Oh, his age.
No,
Mike Mars.
Yeah. Right, Mike Mars.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. All right.
But in the Gen Z community, you're ridiculed and mocked if you wear an Apple Watch to like a function or like a wedding or like
I wonder why.
An engagement party. They look down. They think it's like wearing Crocs. Like you're not allowed to wear an Apple Watch with like the athletic
Apple
band
Watch
around
for them
it.
Is only for just like exercise.
Working out or daily like activities. But like if you're at a special party or a special dinner, it is a huge no-no.
It's a faux pas.
It is a faux pas to wear an Apple Watch without like any kind of like silver band or anything like that.
You gotta
change the band out.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
you have to update your etiquette over the years. You wouldn't wear basketball shorts.
I just think the Apple Watches are silly. My wife has one, but I have no interest.
You had to change the band based on the type of event you're going
social
to.
Social occasion.
Yes.
Yeah. Who knew?
It's a whole tier of it.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, there's a video that came out. Who had this on their bingo card? Patrick Mahomes' dad, Patrick Mahomes Sr.,
yep.
And John Rocker getting into it on Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if they played together.
Looks so huge.
Yeah.
He's definitely on testosterone. He's on something.
Did they cross paths by chance? In Toronto,
there was a period of time where they were part of the rivalry with the Braves and the Mets. Mahomes, I think, was with the Mets, and there was just
with the Twins.
There was a lot of bad blood.
Are they about the same age?
Not sure.
Rocker's 50. I think he's younger.
Oh, okay, he's definitely older.
You know, somebody did point out that Rocker, he had kind of a. Didn't have some long career, some massive guy. But he did have 3 or 4 years where he was pretty dominant. Definitely had an impact.
Yeah, so they played in the league at the same time together. Rocker was in the league 98 through 2001.
Uh-huh.
So I'm short. Mahomes was pitching from 92 through 2003.
Yeah.
Now, Rocker was in the big leagues only 3 years. Is that right?
It wasn't very long.
Yeah, I saw his numbers. He had decent numbers, man, for a stretch there.
All right, so this is do we have the audio?
5 years, 98 through 2003.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense.
So Mahomes, I guarantee you Rocker was hammered.
It looked like Mahomes was smoking a cig. He looked like and he's always getting pulled over for DUIs.
Doesn't he have
everything?
These two DWIs?
Yeah. He's, you know what? Pat Mahomes' dad is a mess.
He's kind of a nightmare.
Disaster.
Yeah. I know he's trying to find the audio. There's some rumor that Portnoy and him are like, he's going to have him in Rough and Rowdy.
And, they're going to box each other.
Yeah. And I don't know.
It's more of a visual. It's just too much street noise.
Really.
You can't even hear what they're saying to each other. They're
it looked
just
like John was going up to him originally just to kind of just like, I don't know, maybe break balls, just say what's up. And then Mahomes didn't want anything to do with him.
Well, that's what Rocker said afterwards, that he can't take a joke.
That was his tweet. He said, this effing loser can't take a damn joke. Wish I laid him out right there and ruined his BS weekend even more.
I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing, Pat Mahomes Sr. He's just gotten into so many things. And John Rocker's always been kind of an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
if I was Pat Mahomes Sr., I would not get in the ring with John Rocker. If there's any truth
probably
to that.
I'd probably try to avoid it.
I mean, I saw Portnoy being interviewed
and
on
really
the street.
Angry.
And he was like, the contract's not signed yet, I don't think. But, that's a real thing.
Right.
You just never know with him if that's true or not. I think Rocker would destroy him.
Well, yeah. He definitely would.
He's just so much bigger.
I mean, Rocker he tested positive for roids when he was playing.
Yeah, you think he's not dabbling now when he's not playing tested?
You just take one look at him. Yeah. He's so jacked. What's he doing now? What's
who
Rocker
knows?
Doing?
Oh,
he's doing a podcast or something?
I have no idea.
They're still jawing at each other on Twitter, back and forth.
I saw something last night, right?
I mean, Mahomes said, you haven't changed one bit in the last 25 years. Keep my name out your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then Rocker said, this effing loser can't take a joke. And then he said, I wish I would have laid him out right then and there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what are you doing going up to Mahomes Sr.? I mean, just What are you doing?
You don't have the balls to say that to my face the other night, lanky ass clown.
I think it's safe to say that I'll go the rest of my life without that type of an altercation. Can't see it happening.
Unlikely.
Yeah, you would hope so.
You hope. You handle yourself in class.
If an altercation is going to happen like that, I could totally see it happening on Bourbon Street, like where they were, because just drinking everywhere. You could drink out on the street.
I mean, it probably was at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean,
was it Bourbon Street when we ran into all those guys, like Saberhagen and all them?
No, that was Tampa,
That was Ybor City. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll say this. I am kind of mentally prepared if anything ever happened. And I was not somebody that did much martial arts, but Brett got me to do Krav Maga for a while.
Close combat
And I
fighting.
Don't really remember that many things. Like, we would work on a choke defense and all these different things.
Yeah.
But they said the number one move, everybody in a melee, let's somebody swings at you, right? Yeah. Everybody immediately is going to start swinging back.
Yep.
Say the number one move is kick them in the nuts.
I mean, that's dirty. That's dirty business. But
yeah, but if somebody comes at you, right. You kick them there and then you can get away.
Sure.
I watched some of those videos of some of those guys that teach like self-defense and they do like the Bourne Identity stuff. Like, elbows and they jack their face up and kick them in the nuts.
Yep. They say that's the number one move. I mean, look, you can say it's dirty. Somebody comes at you and starts swinging at you.
Sure.
For no reason. You pop in there, you're going to have some time to get away.
I guess so. I guess it's effective.
Yes.
It's just embarrassing. I think I can safely say John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr. both losers.
Both embarrassing themselves.
They're just embarrassing losers.
Patrick Mahomes has to be like just embarrassed by his entire family. Like his brother's a wackadoo. His dad's trying to get into scraps on Bourbon Street. I don't know anything about his mom.
By the way, EB, you were saying that Mahomes dissed P. Ryan for a handshake.
Hold on. Yeah. I saw P. Ryan say
P. Ryan said that he was messing with his pants.
Okay. I think
so he was dapping people up.
I saw that. And I think he's taking the high road. Ryan's taking the high road on that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But we'll see. I mean, I saw the same thing.
I don't know why he's over there dapping up Kelsey. There's a play that's going around on Twitter where Kelsey's lined up on the right side, and he just completely matadors around. I think it was Nolan Smith rushing on Pat Mahomes, right. And he just slams him into the turf. Travis Kelsey's standing there doing nothing.
Oh yeah,
I mean he's just literally doing nothing to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Kelsey wasn't ready to play.
Yeah, he just looked out of it throughout that entire game.
He really
game.
Did.
Well, he's not a great pass blocker.
No, he just
I saw some analysts that said, how about you don't put tight ends on stud defensive ends?
It wasn't the greatest situation, but he could have exhibited a little more effort.
He didn't look like he was in the game on the field or off.
Do you believe the rumor that that Tay-Tay already broke up with him?
How would I know? I have no idea.
No.
Right after the games you broke up with him?
the next day.
She didn't want to be seen getting in her private jet, so you had seven umbrellas hiding her.
Yeah. No, Kelsey. How come Travis Kelsey's not traveling with his the love of his life?
Got to do his podcast.
Who knows?
Yeah, he's got to make that money.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.